Today's daf, Bava Basra daf Lamates, is obviously an important daf in Hilchas Cheska Sabbatim. But it's also an important daf in Hilchas Lashon Hara. Specifically because of one line. Amar Rabba Barafuna, Kol Nusa, de Misamri Ba'apa Tlasa, Lespa Mishum Lishna Bisha. This one line is also a one line in Masechtas Erechin Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Now, Erechin Daf Tes Zayin is the place in Shas where the Gemara goes through Hilchas Lashon Hara. Over here, we're quoting what Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said over there because it has a tushtel to the sugya of Machash Eloi Bavana. But Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said a very important chiddush in Hilchas Lashon Hara. Kol Nilsa de Misamra Ba'ape Tlasa Les Ba Mishum Lishna Misha. The question is, what does that even mean? Now, when we learned the Gemara, because we're learning Bava Basra, we spoke out the Rashbam's Pshat, as if it's the Pasha Pshat. But the truth is that there are five different Pshatim in the Rishonim as it relates to understanding what this means, and the Chafetz Chaim, in the beginning of Klal Beis, in a very, very, very long shtickel of Ber Mayim Chaim, he goes through these five shittas. So just to be poiseach, I think it's kedai to mention the five different shittas that the Chafetz Chaim was malakit. The first shita is the shita of the Rashbam. So the Rashbam says as follows, that if somebody speaks Lashon Hara, and he says Lashon Hara about someone in front of three people, if you're one of those three people, you have a right to go to the person that the Lashon Hara was spoken about and repeat him what it is that you heard. So Reuven, in front of three people, is speaking Lashon Hara about Shimon. So the people that heard the Lashon Hara can go tell Shimon, you know what Reuven said about you? He threw you under the bus, Shinahide. You can't imagine what it is he said. Now, really, most days of the week, that would be Lashon Hara. It would be even worse than that. It would be Rechilas. But being that it was said by Api Tlasa, so the halacha is that if you wanted to go ahead and do that, that is something that you would be allowed to do. What's it predicated on? Because it was already said in front of three people. And if it was said in front of three people, word is out. And as a result, the Isra Lashon Hara, and even better, the Isra Rechilas, is not going to apply. If you take a look at Tosfos on Daf Lamates on the Beis, Tosfos has a different pshat in what Ba'ape Tlasa means. And if you have never seen this Tosfos, this might sound like the biggest chiddush you ever heard in your whole life. Definitely in the conversation. Tosfos is Dibra Mascha, Lespa Mishum Lishna Bisha. It's the second Tosfos on the top of the Yomid. Says Tosfos, Pirish, what does it mean, Kol Milsa de Mesamri Ba'apit Tlaso, Lespa Mishum Lishna Bisha? What it means is, Lo Oysoy Sha Oymer Lifnei Gimel. You can't even say it with a straight face. You're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, right? But if you say it in front of three people, then you can speak Lashon Hara. You can't say Lashon Hara if you're just saying Lashon Hara in a vacuum. But if you're going to say the Lashon Hara in front of three people, so then already, if you want to speak the Lashon Hara, that's something that you're going to be allowed to do. Now, first glance, it sounds like what Tosfos holds is you're allowed to say Lashon Hara as long as you're saying it berabim. So if you say it betzinosh delay, bechadre chadorim aser. But to say Lashon Hara ba'apei tlasa, that's something you're allowed to do. And it's really, really shvek to understand. What would that even mean? And how does the svar of Api Tlasa play into that? Right? Api Tlasa just means that it's Avida Legluye. Okay, so if something was already said by Api Tlasa, you want to tell me now you're allowed to repeat it? I hear it a little bit. But here you're the one that's saying it by Api Tlasa. How's that possible? Now, Tosfos was taking Rabbi Baruch Huna's words very literally. If you're the one who says it by Api Tlasa. But there has to be some svar, right? There has to be some logic behind it. So the Chafetz Chaim and Ber Maim Chaim is very, very meirich to explain this Tosfos. And he says, really, the only way to understand this Tosfos is if you take a look at another Tosfos. And this Tosfos is in Masechtas Erech and Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, in the Sugyas of Lashon Hara. It's on the same Gemara, Kol Milsa de Mesamra Ba'api Tlasa Lespa Mishum Lishna Bisha. Tosfos says the same pshat, but he says it b'shinui k'tzas. And that shinui makes a world of a difference, and the Chafetz Chaim says, even though it's not muchach that the two Tosfoses are the same Tosfos, but l'chura, it is the same Tosfos, and if you take a look at that, Tosfos says the Chafetz Chaim, you'll know what's going on over here. So Tosfos over there says as follows. Tosfos says that we're talking about a person that wants to say over something, which is something that could be interpreted as Lashon Hara and it could be not interpreted as Lashon Hara. Meaning it's like some questionable form of Lashon Hara. Ordinarily, you're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say in the world of Lashon Hara something that could be interpreted as Lashon Hara. If, however, you say it in front of three people, then it's going to be okay. And the reason is, says the Chafetz Chaim, a Gishmak is Svara, because if you say it in front of three people, you know that what you say is going to get out. And as a result, you're going to be careful that it shouldn't come across as Lashon Hara. Meaning sometimes whether it's perceived as Lashon Hara or not, and really whether it is Lashon Hara or not, depends on the nuance. It depends on a facial expression. It depends on your gesticulation, on your gusto, on the hand movements, and how exactly you say it. Right? That subtlety can make the whole world of a difference. Is it Lashon Hara? Is it not Lashon Hara? So ordinarily, don't say something questionable. But if you're going to say it in front of three people, you could say it. Counterintuitive, but it makes so much sense. Because if you say it in front of three people, you know the word's going to get out, and you're not interested, assuming you don't want to speak Lashon Hara about someone, for word to get out that you just said something very not nice about that person. So to the extent that it's something questionable, then if you say it ba'apei klos, it's going to be mutter. So says the Chafetz Chaim, even though Tosfos here in Bava Basra on Lamed Tesef Beis did not say that, but he says it's pasha to me that Tosfos here meant what he said in Erechin Tezvav Amid Beis, but Al Kaponim, that's the second shita. Now what's this halach of Api Klasa, that even though there's an issa to speak Lashon Hara, can move in, but if you say it in front of three people in that instance, with the tenayim of what Tosfos says in Erechin Tezvav Amid Beis, it's going to be mutter. The third shita is the shita Sarambam. The Rambam is in Hilchas Deis, it's in Perek Zayin, it's in the middle of Halacha Heh. So the Rambam's talking about Lashon Hara and how chomer it is, and he says as follows, quote, very, very clear. V'imnemru dvarim elu b'fnei shloisha. If this Lashon Hara was said in front of three people, kfar nishma hadavar v'noida. At that point, the word is already out. V'im siper hadavar echel min ha-shloisha pam acheres. So that if one of the people now go and they repeat what it is they heard, ain by mishum lashon hara. There's no issa lashon hara. But then the Rambam throws in one little monkey wrench. He says, "V'hu shalo yischavin lahaver akol ulegaloi sayoisa." The only time this is true is if the person that's repeating it, his kavan is not to further the rumor. Meaning, the word is out. If your goal of repeating it now is you're having a conversation with somebody, Kesef Mishnah's Lashon is, you say it ba'kroi ba'alma, so then says the Rambam, once three people heard about it, it's not going to be Lashon Hara. If, however, your intention is lahaver akod ulegaloi sayoise, you want to like get it out, so I want to help pump the rumor, I want to help get the word out, that already is going to be awesome. But the way the Rambam understood the concept of Api Tosin is very simple. He said that once three people know about something, what's his lashon? Kfar nishma hadavar v'noida. Everybody knows about it. And if everybody knows about it, so at this point, for you to repeat it, it's not lashon hara. Now, v'hu shalo yischav and lav ra'akoy v'l'gad lo yisayoseh. But as long as that's not your intention, at that point, it's not going to be lashon hara. The fourth pshat is Rashi. Rashi is a mesechtes erichin, and that's sogia. And Rashi says that what is the halach of apitlasa? What it means is as follows. If somebody tells you something, and that's something that he tells you is private, maybe it's not the nicest thing in the world about himself, meaning it's not such a flattering thing. So there's an issa lashon hara, it's a rechilis to go and repeat it. If, however, the person told you what he told you in front of three people, he didn't just tell it to you. He told it to you and to someone else and to someone else. Once he spoke about himself, ba'api klasa, it doesn't look like he cares so much if people know about it. And as a result, there's going to be no iser to go and to repeat it. So according to Rashi, this concept of ba'api klasa doesn't mean you heard Lashon Hara about somebody and now you want to go ahead and repeat it because you didn't just hear it by yourself, three people heard it. No, it means that the person himself that you're going to speak Lashon Hara about told you what he told you. If he told it to you in front of three people, he's obviously not makbid. So if he's not makbid, there's no issa, zok rashi, lashon hara, for you to go ahead and repeat it. And the fifth pshat that Chafetz Chaim brings is from Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says that in the event that you feel as a Mara D'Asra, as a Mashkiach, as a Shiva, as a Rebbe, that you need to give Teichacha to somebody. You need to speak negatively about somebody, L'toyeles. There's a person who's a bad influence, and you need to tell people that this person is a bad influence. You should stay away from that person. When you say that, you should say it in front of three people. Because if you say it in front of three people, that doesn't come across as if you're speaking Lashon Hara, but rather it comes across as you're trying to get the word out. Everybody should know about it. If, however, you're going to tell it to one person, then you're going to tell it to him privately, so it's not so clear that what you're doing now is constructive. Maybe you're just hiding, you know, behind some frumma front, but really what you're speaking is Lashon Hara, good old-fashioned Lashon Hara, and that's not okay. So says Rabbeinu Yoina, it's then and only then that you have the halacha of apitlasa. So just to make a sikkum. Kol milsa de misamri ba'apitlasa lespa mishum lishnabisha. Says the Chafetz Chaim, if you go through all the shittas of Rishonim, what you're going to see is that there are five shittas. The Rashbam says that if you're one of three people that heard Lashon Hara, you're allowed to tell it to the person that the Lashon Hara was spoken about. Tosfos says that it means l'chatchilu you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara in front of three people. How could that even be? Tosfos and Erechin, Tesvav Mebeis explains, it's talking about where it was something questionable. If it's questionable, so then we have the confidence that if you're saying it in front of three people, you'll be careful and it's not going to come across as being Lashon Hara. The Rambam says it means Pashin. It means that if three people hear about something, Kvar Nishma V'noy Da'adavar, and at that point, there's no Isser Lashon Hara. Incidentally, the Rambam's Pshat and the Rashbam's Pshat seem very similar, right? The Rashbam says that you're allowed to go tell the person that you spoke to Lashon Hara about. The Rambam says you could go tell it to somebody else. Are they saying the same thing? Now, they don't say the same thing, but would they hold of each other? Truth is, Rashbam is a bigger chiddush than the Rambam. Because to go tell someone that you know plainly spoke Lashon Hara about you, that's harder in Hilchas Lashon Hara than just telling another person about it. So Kipshuta, you would think that the Rashbam holds of the Rambam, but the Rambam doesn't hold of the Rashbam necessarily. Either way, the fourth pshat is Rashi. Rashi says that if someone himself says something in front of three people, and you heard it, there's no issa to go ahead and repeat it, because this guy obviously doesn't care. And Rabbi Yonah says, it's talking about someone that's giving Teichacha to Tayelis. You should give the Teichacha in front of three people. You should not give the Teichacha b'chadri chadarn. Either way, these are the five shittas. So how does it manifest l'halacha? Meaning, what's the bottom line? And the truth is that if you think about it for a second, Ba'apei Klasa sounds like the biggest kula and really the biggest limud tzchus in Hilchas Lashon Hara. Because we know how chamra Lashon Hara is, but at the same time, if there's an idea of Apei Klasa, depending on which shita you go with, certainly the shita Sarambam, that once three people hear about something, at that point, kvar nishma hadava v'noida, there's no iser Lashon Hara unless your goal is to spread it. But assuming that's not the case, then there's no iser Lashon Hara, then this would seem to be a very, very big kula. And the question is, how does it play itself out, halacha l'maisa? So the Chafetz Chaim, in his Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he dedicated klal sheni to the halacha of apitlasa. So klal rishon is obviously the hakdama, so to speak, of Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is super chamor, this is what it is, and you have to be very, very careful. Klal beis, right out of the gate, the Chafetz Chaim said, I need to explain to you this idea of apitlasa. And the reason the Chafetz Chaim felt that he had to speak about this right away, and he's very, very mayrich, specifically in Ber Maim Chaim, he says as follows, because there are a lot of people that make a mistake. That whatever I wrote in my halachis, lav dasi chidoi, it's not some opinion of a yachid, kiim kolor rishonim askim lozer, but this is the opinion of the rishonim. And then, as promised, the Chafetz Chaim is meirich in an incredible, incredible way, going through literally our sugya. So this Ber Mayim Chaim here in Klal Sheni, which is very long, is literally a pirish. If you want to learn lamites of Bava Basra Be'iyun, this is the first Maramokim to go to, because there's so much here in terms of explaining the different Shitas of Rishonim as it relates to this Memra Ba'apitlasa. But I think it's Kedai just to read a little bit of the Chafetz Chaim in Klal Sheni, not the Ber Maim Chaim, that's extra credit, but just to go through a little bit the halacha of how the Chafetz Chaim comes out as it relates to Apitlasa. It's interesting because it's very nuanced. But just to go through some of the lashonis of the Chafetz Chaim. So he begins as follows. Osel l'sapa lashon hara al chaveroi, afshahu emes, afilu b'fnei yachid. So you're not allowed to speak lashon hara about your friend, even if it's true, even in front of one person, v'kol shekein b'fnei rabban. And certainly you can't speak lashon hara about someone, even if it's true, in front of a rabban. V'kol she yisrabu hashoimim, yisraba avoyna mesaper. And really, if you speak lashon hara, The more people that hear the Lashon Hara, the bigger the Avera. Because the crime of Lashon Hara is obviously, be'echos, qualitatively, much greater if more people know about it. Because this genus that you're saying about this person was nisparsim now in front of more people. Right? Every time you say Lashon Hara to someone, you're being machshel the shemeya with the isra of shmias Lashon Hara. So the more people you tell it to, the more people you're being machshel with the isner shmia. Halacha beis. Umashin nimtza hetib divri chazal loymer b'fnei shloisha. Says the Chafetz Chaim, you're going to ask me, I just said that you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara in front of a Yachid and Kol Shekein in front of a Rabbin. It's even more chomer if you speak in front of a Rabbin than if you speak in front of a Yachid. So, what do you mean? You're going to tell me there's a heter in Chazal of Ape Tlosa, which sounds like you're allowed to say b'fnei shloisha. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Hainu bedover sheinenu gnai gomer. It's true there is such a heter, but it's only true if the thing that you're saying is not a gnai gomer. Va'adibur shalo yesh lo shnei ponim. And this that you're saying, there's two ways to interpret. Ve'inyin kazeh, yodua, everyone knows such a thing, shatolu lefi adibur sha'omeroi samasape be'sipurai. Really, it's totally in what the person said and some of the nuance. Bezeh hitiru chazal loimu b'fnei shloisha. In such an instance, chazal were matter to say in front of three people, v'tolu, and they made the following clear, kivan sh'oimer advarim b'fnei shloisha, being that he's saying it in front of three people, yoideya b'vadai sh'yavoyu advarim l'osa, it's inevitable that this person's going to hear about it, the chavra chavra islay, v'alkenu sh'oimer es atzmei b'isa amiru loimer b'oifin sh'loyim minkam l'shoinu l'oshin g'nai, and that's why he's going to be very careful to say b'loshin g'nai. In other words, says the Chafetz Chaim, I just said you can't speak Lashon Hara in front of a rabbin. Isn't there something called Api Tlasa? V'yesh noyim azok to Chafetz Chaim. That Api Tlasa means if it's something questionable, then you could say it Api Tlasa. Because then we're confident you're not going to say it B'Lashon G'nai. But stop to speak Lashon Hara Api Tlasa, that's not okay. Now, what was the Chafetz Chaim's kasha? You should be able to speak Lashon Hara in front of a rabbin. Isn't there a din B'Api Tlasa? It's Shitas Toisfis. In Bava Basra, Lamed Tes Lamed Beis, that holds that the din Api Tlosa is a din that you're allowed to speak lechatchila Lashon Hara b'Api Tlosa. What's the Chafetz Chaim's teretz? Meaning, why is that not a real teretz? Toisvis and Erech and Daf Tes Vav Lamed Beis. Because although it's true from Toisvis and Ar Sugi, it sounds like you're allowed to always speak Lashon Hara in front of three people, but really, Toisvis and Erech clarified a little bit better, and what Toisvis and Erech says makes sense. What Toisvis and Bava Basra says is Sarech Iyun Godel Vashem Yar Einai, and as a result, says the Chafetz Chaim, the Ber Mai Chaim, it's Poshit, that Toisvis and Erech was explaining Toisvis and Bava Basra, and that's the way the Chafetz Chaim begins his cloud base. Meaning, I know there's a Shitas HaToisvis out there, and maybe you would want to be soimich on that and be allowed to speak Lashon Hara in front of a rabbin. Zok the Chafetz Chaim, that's not the case. Chafetz Chaim continues, Halacha Gimel. Yesh Oimer. There are those that say, Din echad tzipur gnus al chaver b'fnei shloish, that if somebody speaks gnus al chaver in front of three people, after who over bevad el isa lashon haru kan iska le'il, even though it's poshut that this person is being over the isa lashon haru, afal pikein, im echad mea shloish shesham adover zeh, siper acha kach la'acherim, loy over bezel isa lashon haru. If somebody speaks lashon haru in front of three people, if one of the three people goes and repeats what he heard, he's not over the isa lashon haru mitam. The kivin the shloish yoyda mizeh, memeilo kvar nishma Mahadava, the noida la coil, the chavra chavra islay, ubedover ha osri lehis galois, like osra ha toira, bishum lashon hara. So says the Chafetz Chaim, there's a yesha imrim that holds that if someone spoke lashon hara, wasn't allowed to, but he spoke lashon hara and he spoke in front of three people, if you're one of the three people that heard it, you would be allowed to go now and repeat it. Because kvar nishma hadavar v'noida, and as a result, there's not going to be an issa. Who's this yesha imrim? It's the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchas Deis. This was the Rambam's understanding of Ba'apei Tlosa. The Chafetz Chaim brings the Rambam. He brings it as a Yeshayim. Then he says, V'davke l'sapir b'derech ha'kroi. The only time it's mutter, this Ape Tlosa, this Shitas HaRambam, is if it's b'derech ha'kroi. Avoloi shen yischavin lahavir ha'koil u'legaloi sa yoyser. But what you're not allowed to do is you're not allowed to be mechavin legaloi sa yoyser. The Chafetz Chaim goes weiter and he says, "V'yesh oimrim oid da'afilu b'derech akroy enei muter rak im niskalgul zeho inyan derech aga b'toich diburay." Another caveat that the only time it could be it's muter is if You mention it b'derech agav. Like, you can't call your friend and say, you're not going to believe this piece of information I just heard. If you're having a conversation and it comes up b'derech akroy, it's very hard to define what derech akroy means. But if it happens in that way, maybe then it's going to be mutter. But the bottom line is, the Chafetz Chaim brings the Shintas HaRambam, and he brings it as a Yeshayimim. And then he goes ahead, and he makes a whole bunch of qualifications. Kedarkei b'kodesh. Now, if you count them up, they're all very short. He says that really, in summation, 5 pratim you have to be sensitive to if you're even going to go down the Rambam road. Number one, what the Rambam himself says. You have to make sure that your kavanah is not to be mefarsamet. But if your kavanah is the galoisoy, the farsama yoiser, what the Kesef Mishnah says, it has to be b'derech hakroy, it's then and only then you can be soimich on the Rambam. Another thing that Chafetz Chaim says is, you have to be one of the three people that heard it. Meaning, what if somebody comes over to you and he tells you, you know, I just heard a juicy piece of Lashon Hara. It's like, okay, I'm not really supposed to hear this. He says, no, I heard in front of 3 people. And the Rambam says that if it's ba'api tlasa, there's no Lashon Hara. Says Chafetz Chaim, you don't have the Rambam. Because you can't trust the person when he tells you that he heard ba'api tlasa. So if you know yourself it was ba'api tlasa, meaning you're one of the 3 people, then yeah. But if you're coming on to the Mesaper to believe that it was ba'api tlasa, he has no nemonis to say it was ba'api tlasa. If you look at the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, he has a whole arichas. It gets involved in some of the real lomdish sugyas. But the bottom line is it says the Chafetz Chaim, you have to know bebriris that it was ba'api tlasa. If you don't know bebriris that it was ba'api tlasa, you don't have the heter ba'api tlasa. Chafetz Chaim says another caveat. What would be if somebody spoke Lashon Hara, ba'api tlasa, and all 3 of those people are Yorei Shamayim, they're all Erlich Yidin, they're all Chashava people. So then also you don't have the heter of ba'api tlasa. And the reason is, because the whole concept of ba'api tlasa is Chavra Chavra Islay. But it really starts with 3 yentas, heard a piece of information, and they can't control themselves, and Mekenzich Nish Anhalten, and as a result, the next minute they're, posting it everywhere. If that's what happens, that's a problem. But if there's 3 Yorei Shamayims, that's already a whole different story. And as a result, in that instance, it's not a halacha you're going to have. Now the emes is, it's a little bit of a mutcherai, what Chafetz Chaim is saying. Because, and we mentioned this when we went through the daf, any 3 people should have a cheskes kashus, and you should assume they're not going to repeat it. The whole api tlasa is predicated on, if 3 people hear something, one of them is guaranteed going to speak Lashon Hara. I mean, what does that say about mankind, right? I hear the Kulam Bavak Lashon Hara, the Chazal say. But, also Gemara Bava Basra, by the way. But, at the same time, if the 3 people are real Yari Shemaim, the 3 Erlicha people, in that case, it's not going to apply. Another thing the Chafetz Chaim says is, Api Tlasa only works if it's in the same city. It has to be in the same zip code. But Betray Avra de Nahara, then already you don't have Api Tlasa. That makes a lot of sense. And another thing that the Chafetz Chaim says is, what would be if a person spoke Lashon Hara, he said about Api Tlasa, but he told the guys, do me a favor, don't repeat it. I mean, I'll tell it to my 3 closest friends. But I'm begging you, please don't repeat it, right? So you have to assume that these 3 people are not going to go tell it each one to 3 of their closest friends, and they're actually going to listen to what this person said. And in that case, Vayter, it's not a Milsa David Lagluya, you don't have the concept of Api Tlasa. But the bottom line is, and it's interesting, the Chafetz Chaim brings the Rambam, and he brings the Rambam as a Yesh Oimrim, and then he throws in all these different caveats. Now the emes is, in Be'er Ma'am Chaim, he has a whole arichas to try to understand the lomdus of the Rambam. Now what's the lomdus of the Rambam? And just think about it for a second, because this is like major in the world of Lashon Hara. You're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. It's also to say dover shel gnus about your friend. But if you have a piece of information and you know that at some point the word's going to get out, then already there's no iser. What's the pshat in that? And the Chafetz Chaim asks the kasha, and when he asks it with a mashal. He says, let's say there's 10 people that go together, they want to rob somebody's house. And one of them was the fastest, he was the chapsim, and he was able to go, and he robbed the house. You're going to say he's potter? The house was going to be robbed anyways, right? The 9 other people were going to do it. You rather were the fastest. You're the best at your trade. And as a result, you were able to do it before everybody else was able to do it. I'm glad that you're a goslin. So why, when it comes to Lashon Hara, is it different? Lashon Hara means, you know, let us speak Gnos al Chavera. Because someone else is going to say it anyways, that allows me to do it? What does it even mean? And who cares somebody else is going to say? Like, what's Pasha Pshat? Like, what is this heter b'chlal? Let's focus on the Rambam. What is the heter in the world of the Rambam of Apitlosna? So the Chafetz Chaim says a big lundus. The Chafetz Chaim says that I believe the Rambam held that the Issa Lashon Hara really is learned from Leiselach Rachel Ba'mecha. What's a Rachel? A Rachel is someone that peddles things. Chazal say, Hoylich Rachel, Megalisoid. A Rachel is someone who by definition is Megalis, something that is a soid. To the extent that Kfar Nishma Hadavar V'noida, it's not a soid. And if it's not a soid, then if you repeat it, you're not a Hoylich Rachel Megalisoid. And if that's the case, you're not included in the pasuk of Loisneilech Rachel Ba'mecha. Loisneilech Rachel Ba'mecha is when you're Megala Asoy. Right, a peddler comes to town to sell you something you don't have. Something that the other guy is not selling you. That's the whole concept of a Rachel. He's being Mechadish something. If you're not being Mechadish something, if you're not undecking Asoy, then by definition you're not a Rachel and you're not included in the pasuk of Loisneilech Rachel Ba'mecha. But the bottom line is, that's the Shita Zerama. I'll tell you one interesting Maramachim, and that is that in Parshas Kisi, so Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu right after the Chet HaEgel, he says, "Lech reid ki shicheis amcho asher helesa me'eretz Mitzrayim." So the Aruch Haim HaKadosh asks a bumbakasha. He says that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Mem Gimel Amud Beis that Hashem told Yeshua Ben Nun that, you know, somebody had benefit from the spoils of Yerichai. You know his name. It was Achan, right? But he didn't tell him who it was. So Yeshua Ben Nun asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the one that did it? So Hashem tells Yeshua, V'chidilter ani l'cha. You expect me to speak Lashon Hara? I'm not going to tell you. It's Lashon Hara. Somebody did it. But I can't tell you who did it. But someone, you figure it out. I'm not telling you because that's Pasha Lashon Hara. Freg, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, if that's the case, how did Hashem tell Moshe, Lech reit k'shiches amcha, asher ha'leisam, Eretz Mitzrayim? Lashon Hara. If Hashem didn't want to tell Yeshua Chata Achan, so why was Hashem okay telling Moshe Rabbeinu Kishiches Amcha? Right? Isn't that Lashon Hara in the Torah? Kishiches Amcha Asher Leisam Eretz Mitzrayim. It's the Aruch Haim HaKadosh's Kasha. Says the Aruch Haim. I'll tell you what the Torah says. V'hein emes. Kisham ha'yudover she'eno yomid l'skalos. In the case of Achan, Lav Dafka was ever going to be Neskala who did it. And as a result, if Hashem would have been Megala to Yeshua, it would have been Lashon Hara. V'yesh b'zeh dil taras. Therefore, it's Lashon Hara. Masha'en kem b'mitziya zeh, sh'ha'yudover ha'yomid l'skalos. Over here, it was Nadover ha'yomid l'skalos. B'red es Moshe min ahar. It's for that reason it wasn't Lashon Hara. Because it was a Dover ha'yomid l'skalos. It feels a lot like what the Rambam saying. It's the Rambam's apitlosna. It's already out there. And because it's already out there, therefore it's not Lashon Hara. Now, the Aruch Haim is not so happy with this. He says, because in kol zeh, be'erech mekora chasidus v'tayres ha'loshen kesef nivcha loshen tzadik lo'yagri kedvar me'elo. Yeah, it's a teretz, but a person who's shoyim repivel u'shoyinoi, a person like that doesn't even speak Lashon Hara if it was said by apitlosna. And if that's the case, the Aruch Haim still mutches and he goes ahead and he says a whole teretz ayin shom. But the bottom line is, l'chayr is coming from the Rambam. That once it's Nishma Hadaba Benoida, it's not Dil Taurus. It's not Lashon Hara. If it's not Lashon Hara, it's not going to be a problem. The bottom line is, the Chafetz Chaim is very Meirich in this Inyan. And at the end, he says as follows. V'achri kol ha'dvarim v'ha'emes o'ilu shebe'yarnu. After everything I told you, re'ei ochi, kama yesh lehisrachik mikulazu. They have to be very careful, and you have to stay very far from this kula. She'kemat ein lo mokum b'metzius. U'befrat, she'afim yitztarfu kol ha'protim, gam kein tzorachim im halocha k'deyazu. Achri sheledas harbe poiskin, ein shum mokum l'kulazu me'ashas, lochein ha'shoy menavshe yirchoik mizeh. And by the way, he's talking specifically about the Rambam Shita, as it relates to the halacha of Ba'apei Tlasa. The bottom line is, the Chafetz Chaim dedicated his whole klal sheni to this idea of Apei Tlasa, and the reason he did was, is the way he says it in his own words, he says, this seems to be a tremendous kula in the world of Lashon Hara, and really the Chafetz Chaim dedicated his klal sheni and Hilchas Lashon Hara to debunk this kula. What's a little bit unclear from the Chafetz Chaim is, he brings the Rambam as a Yesh Oimrim, I mean, he has his caveats, but he brings the Rambam, but then from the end it sounds like he doesn't really want to be Soimich on the Rambam, so it's a little bit unclear. I saw some of the Mefarshnei Chafetz Chaim much a little bit to understand 100% what the Chafetz Chaim Shita was with regards to the Rambam. But the bottom line is, one thing is clear: the Chafetz Chaim, who is the Pesach Achron in Hilchis Shmiras Haloshin, felt very much that although it feels like Apiklasa is a tremendous kula in Hilchas Lashon Hara, really it's not, and his Lashon is, it's Kamat, not Shayach, to even have a real case where B'chol HaPratim, you'd be able to be Soymich on this heter of Apiklasa. A fascinating Sif Katan in the world of Lashon Hara that comes very much from today's daf.